Hey, do you want to be like me and make podcasts that everyone loves? Yeah, you do. But chances are, you don't want to spend a bunch of money doing it. No worries. A solution exists. Spotify's got a platform that lets you make podcasts super easy, then distribute those podcasts everywhere, and you can even earn money doing it. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Also, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. I'm speaking from experience when I say that all those additional features like video podcasts, Q&As, polls, those are things you won't find for cheap elsewhere. But with Spotify for Podcasters, it's all totally free. No catch. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Thanks. We love you. Hey, everybody. This is Adam, co-host of the podcast you're about to listen to. Just a heads up, this episode was initially recorded way back in 2017, or maybe it was 2018, depending on the episode you're listening to. Who knows? But in case you're wondering what the hell is going on, what we're doing here at Pretty Scary and Conspiracy the Show is releasing some of the back episodes that we've been sitting on for the past couple years that used to be Patreon only. Sure, the stuff you're about to hear about is a couple years old, but the episode's new to you if you've been listening for free. If you want to hear new episodes of Pretty Scary and Conspiracy the Show, subscribe on Patreon. There will be two new episodes every single month of both of those shows, and you get bonus episodes of all the other podcasts that I co-host and a bunch of other good stuff for just $5 a month. It's the only place to hear new episodes of Pretty Scary and Conspiracy the Show. That said, maybe you can't afford to subscribe. Maybe you don't want to give me money. Maybe you can't afford it and just don't want to. Hey, that's fine. I understand. For you, we'll still be putting out episodes you haven't heard before. They'll just be some of the older episodes from the early Patreon days and the early Connect Pal days. Anyone remember that? I certainly don't. Anyway, patreon.com/unpops for new episodes of Pretty Scary and Conspiracy the Show, bonus episodes of all the podcasts I co-host, and lots of other stuff. Give us more money. We'll send you a birthday card or something. Anyway, let's get to the show. Thanks, everybody. We love you.
Welcome to Pretty Scary. With your hosts, Caitlin Cutt, Gary Martin, and Adam Todd Brown.
Hey!
Hey, Caitlin! What a depressing episode we had last week.
Yep, that was a whole week ago.
What have you done to cheer yourself up in the 7 days since we recorded last?
I don't know, I've been staring at my phone.
Yeah?
Like everybody else.
I went and got a drink of water.
God, really rubbing it in the face of those refugees.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we caught that.
Good.
That's
good.
On there. That's good. Our tiny elephant that we just got for the show. Oh my God, I fought off a raccoon. Did I tell you this?
No.
I fought off a raccoon. I got up extra early because I've been trying not to kill myself reading the news.
Sure, sure.
And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up tomorrow morning before the sun comes up. I'm going to take my dogs on a walk and just like listen to an episode of Memory Palace or something and let right. Nate DeMayo take me away. And I did that. And I was like, oh my God. And then he was like, it was like one of these episodes about like this woman swimming the English Channel. And I was like quietly weeping. And it was like a really pretty morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, I did it. I reset myself. Like, good job. Then I walk up to my apartment and there is a raccoon sitting on my front porch.
Not cool.
Like, none shall pass. Like, just staring at me. But it's still like 6 a.m.
Right.
So I was like whisper yelling at this thing like, hey, Hey, psst,
get the cat video. Have you seen the cat video?
Yeah, but I'm like tapping into like weird herding skills. I didn't know. And I'm like, yip yip, like I don't know, just trying things, you know. And meanwhile, my dogs are like,
yeah, of course. Were they possessed by demons also?
They were so pissed. Yeah, just like my mom. Demon mom. Poor demon mom. No, but so I have one dog, Rufus, and he's a Yorkie poo. And I got him.
He's a good puppy.
He's a good puppy. I bought him on clearance. True story.
Nice.
And then Ripley, who I rescued, which, you know, makes me sound like a good person. But
you're a hero, Caitlin.
Clearly. Yeah. But Ripley's like a real bossy little dog. She's super funny and she's like going crazy. And I'm feeling bad because I'm like waking up my neighbors because this stupid bear cat sitting on my fucking porch, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm going, hey, hey, hey. And it's just not moving. I think it was laughing at me in like a raccoon way.
Yeah.
And so of all of the things I decided to do, what do you think I did? What do you think I did?
I don't know.
I took off my shoe. And I threw it at the raccoon. I didn't know what else to do.
It's like the refugee thing all over again.
Really? We're just
you have five things you can throw. No. Choose wisely.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, oh, this is so NPR, you know, like, God. And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, I hope this will work. And I like flung, but like, I didn't want to like abuse the raccoon. So
well,
I, like,
I'd be worried. It'd be like, motherfucker.
Raccoons are fucking scary.
Yeah.
Because I did hear a Radiolab episode once about some island that loves raccoons, like it's their thing. It's
nope.
Like they put raccoons on everything. And Jad Abumrad was like, you know, oh no, tell me more about your love of raccoons. And this lady's like, oh, we've got the watermelon field. I don't know, that's what she sounded like to me. That's where she's from. She's just from some island.
Right.
Americans are the worst. Oh, we've got a watermelon field, and every now and then a third of our crop gets wiped out by raccoons. And one time we took a dog out to protect us, and we woke up in the morning, oh, the raccoons had ripped his intestines out. Raccoons are like they don't fuck around, you know?
They do not.
So I have that episode playing in the back of my head as I throw my my UGG boot against, and my goal was to just kind of like hit above it so it fell down and just kind of like,
yeah,
you know. What I had neglected to do is the math of where will the raccoon go when this thing slaps above its head and falls down. I want to also note that I've been attacked by peacocks, owls. I've been punched by a kangaroo. Like, none of these things occur to me when I'm in dealing with real wildlife until the story comes back later. So anyway, here's the thing. The fucking guy.
You have a raccoon guy?
Yeah.
I have a raccoon guy.
I got a raccoon guy.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a little weird, but yeah, he knows what he's doing. No, so the raccoon bolts down towards us. At that point, I do the math of like, this is a much bigger animal than both of my dogs. And then I like start imagining this fight that I would have with the raccoon, and I'm imagining the dog that got ripped apart in that island. I'm like freaking out. I'm just imagining all these hollowed out watermelons and my dead body and this dog and then my dog. But it like takes off right next to me. The weirdest part was it clipped the leg of my dog Ripley, like just being an asshole. Just like have a good day. Like tap tap. Like, it was the weirdest thing, but it also made this like awful I'm gonna die sound all before 6 a.m
that's bad times.
Yeah. And then
that's a bad morning, right?
Then
there.
An hour later, I was on my way to the DMV. Just I'm compounding all of this. An hour later, I'm sorry you guys, if you're eating, turn it off for a second. It was really funny. This homeless man just like freely barfed while waiting for the light. Like, he's just standing there. I'm parked. Yeah, I'm waiting to turn right, and he's sitting next to me, and he just like tips his head down and he goes, blah. Like, it's just, he barfs. It was a lot, but it wasn't like projectile. It was like, oh, I'm glad I got rid of, like,
like a relieving vomit.
Yeah, then he just like wipes his mouth and just hangs out there, and me and the guy in the car next to me both look at each other like, did that just happen? And then that little green light comes on and he just walks away like dum-dum-dum-dum. So yeah, I get attacked by a raccoon and a homeless man freely barfed. It was gross. It was a gross morning.
That's quite the morning.
So stressful. Trump's America.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, much like the raccoon and the freely barfing homeless man, there are all sorts of harbingers in the universe. This is my favorite harbinger.
It's a good one.
It's the Mothman.
Mothman.
You know what I like about it? It's always funny.
Yeah. Air horn is never not great.
It just sounds like somebody, it's like the soul of an asshole, like just freely running around like pew, pew, pew. Like it's just wonderful. The reason why I love the Mothman is that people see the Mothman before horrible, like very like group related things happen. I don't know another way to say it because it varies.
And also like engineering related disasters.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, I believe in a lot of weird shit. I'm just going to put that on the table if you haven't figured that out already about me. But I think that there's something to, it comes back to like alien stuff, right? So like there's something in the human brain that whenever it is that they're actually experiencing whatever that thing is, it manifests and everybody comes up with the same symbology of that experience.
Right.
I think the Mothman is probably something similar.
Yeah, I could see that. It's we should start for people who don't know. He Mothman was first spotted November 12th-ish. Yeah. November 12th.
It seems a little generous to be like, this is when the first Mothman shows up.
Like, yeah, they have like a date span.
At least on
the Wikipedia page, but it's not accurate. But it was just, well, it was when he was spotted in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, was between November 12th, 1966 to December 15th, 67, which is kind of a long time.
I do want to say the weird thing about that date range for me was November 12th was the day my mom went into the hospital and she died on December 15th.
Did you see the Mothman first?
No, I didn't see the Mothman. But I just think that's weird. I've always thought that's a little strange.
Yeah, that is very interesting. So
I'm glad she's not here for any of this.
She's got those demons to wrestle
with. Yeah, she's pissed wherever she is.
How did the voice go when she was the demon?
I
want to be able to play that on the soundboard.
Anytime you want, I'll just show up. We can can a couple of these. I got a couple weird noises that I could make, and you just throw them on your soundboard. In case you ever really miss the sounds that I make, not me as a person. I'll live on somehow. The internet's forever. Anyway, going on.
It is. Yeah. This is never going to die, what we're doing. We're set for life.
Fuck Carl Sagan.
We're in such a secure... Oh, my God, we're going to die. We're making so many bad choices.
Mothman, where are you? Dude, if the Mothman showed up, honestly, I'd be like, okay, so this is going to end. That's good. No, it's good. Everybody, let's just go get some wine. Like, let's just figure it.
You are real. You are real. Okay, good.
You're real? I'm so relieved. Yeah. Like, thank God. I want it to be like Cabin in the Woods, where shit just starts to go off the rails and everything just starts, like, you got fucking Mothman, Slenderman, all the men, all the scary haunting men, they all show up, the white lady, just that whole pastiche of like Super Mario Kart, but just with all the scary things. Because honestly, I would just be like, great, so that means there's something after this and this wasn't completely pointless and that fucker's going to hell. Like, cool, that's fine.
Yeah.
Let's get to the other side. I want to haunt my children's dreams. That looks like more fun. My mom's having more fun now than I ever did.
That would be so much fun to haunt someone's dreams. I can't wait.
If I die, I'm going to haunt the shit out of all of my good friends.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm just going to like show up and do weird shit all the time.
Yeah, but I'll do cool shit, too. Like if they're looking for something, I'll like find it and just...
Yeah, I'm going to do like some straight up Scooby-Doo shit.
But then I'll throw it against the wall or something. Here it is.
What is it? Like a cake or what? What's in your mind?
A pen? I don't know why I was thinking pen, because I barely have pens around my apartment.
Those, like real estate pens? By the way, Carrie's not here.
I have one from Chiba Restaurant.
Hey.
Very good sushi.
Well, good.
I don't remember where it is, though.
Well, good thing the address is on the pen.
Oh, it's in North Hollywood. Never mind. I'm never going there.
Thanks, Postmates. We should mention also that Carrie's not here. Didn't come up yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, we said last week she'd be gone for two weeks.
That's right.
So
I don't know. I got
their fault if they didn't pay enough attention.
Felt neurotic about that for a moment. Yeah. I just feel bad. I know that if Carrie were here and we didn't mention her, she'd feel left out. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Carrie.
Pretty scary boo. But yeah, I would be stoked if I saw the Mothman. I would just be like, okay, that's good.
Yeah, it would be...
Same with like a rogue wave or just like things that could go... Like that level of something, fine. This like slow burn, I'm not doing well right now.
Yeah, like you want to look out your window and just see the asteroid heading.
Yeah, I'll be William Shatner and see the gremlin on the side of the airport. Like, okay, so this is it.
Yeah, this is how it happens. It's fine. Whew. So from this, there was an article in the Point Pleasant Register the day after Mothman was spotted. And they quote two men. It was actually two couples who witnessed this.
Separately.
Right. But they only quote the two men because it's the 60s.
Sure. And
who's asking the broads? And they useless. Quote them to the point that I thought these two dudes were there together when I first read the article. But no, they were there separately.
Well, are we sure about that?
Yeah, I'm that's just true. Saying. That's true. Maybe that was the atrocity Mothman was showing up.
Mothman is there to monitor
stop gay
the
sex.
Gays. Hey! Hey! Listen!
Stop it!
Hey! Pat. Like me with the raccoon. Hey!
He's flapping his wings all.
Rose, it's Mothman.
Angry like.
Stop!
Stop flapping your wings, dude.
The Mothman's like, look, I came all the way from a whole other fucking dimension and just be like, could you just not? Out of all the gays, you crossed a line.
Oh, poor Mothman.
I'm going to fuck up a bridge in your town because of this.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing about this. They blame him for destroying a bridge.
They blame him.
47 people, but they also have a festival in his honor every year. They're like, people. You know what? Those 47 people, kind of pieces of shit.
So let's unpack this a little bit. I think we've gotten ahead of ourselves because of the ridiculousness of what the Mothman is. But
yeah, Stephen Millette and Roger Scarberry, they both report seeing Mothman. They describe him as about 6 or 7 feet tall with a wingspan of 10 feet and red eyes about 2 inches in diameter and 6 inches apart.
You know what they cut out of that quote when Steve said no homo?
Oh,
sorry. It's West Virginia. I have no respect for those people.
Nah.
Except for the Unpops people in West Virginia.
Yeah, we do get phone calls from West Virginia. Well, we love you, West Virginia. Just not these two clowns.
No homo.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever gotten to say that out loud. I just think it's funny when guys are like, hey, no homo. It's like, oh yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
Being gay. That's the thing that got in my way. I'm not a Mothman. I don't care.
Oh.
This is going well.
It's going great. Sharp, sharp contrast to last week's episode.
Yeah. Now, that was like Les Mis. Oh, it was horror. One day more. Now we're like dealing with like a Richard Gere problem.
Yeah. There's
Mothman prophecies, guys. Mothman prophet Deborah Messing is in that.
2002.
Laura.
Stone classic if you like terrible movies.
Laura Linney. She is so Laura Linney in that movie. I just rewatched it in preparation of this. And Laura Linney, the whole movie is like, I'm Laura Linney. I'm Laura Linney. Anyway.
So there was another quote. They said it was like a man with wings. It wasn't like anything you'd see on TV or in a monster movie. Hashtag no homo.
I've ruined the episode. You're not going to be able to read any of the quotes now.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to try to keep it together. I promise I won't say it again, but everyone's going to hear it in their minds.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to the Unpopular Opinion.
So,
good luck.
So they also added that this thing, its head was not an outstanding characteristic, which I hope Mothman's not reading this. Like, oh, why?
Wait.
My mom said I have a nice head.
Mothman's got a head only a mother can love.
A moth mother.
Moth mother.
Only a mother could love. Oh.
It finally happened. Adam and Caitlin got their own podcast. It's not a good podcast, but it's funny to us. You guys, I'm like weeping. I'm laughing so hard. Only a mother could love. No homo. Seriously, though, what kind of thing is that to say?
Yeah.
Because he's not saying like his head kind of, that's like saying like, look, his head wasn't the point.
Yeah.
Like what? Like,
well, they didn't stop insulting him either. They also added that he was extremely fast and said he flew up to 100 miles an hour, which I don't know what they gauged that with. in the 60s, their smartphone app, I'm assuming.
Hey,
but then they added he was kind of a clumsy runner. Which, fuck you, he can fly.
Wait.
He doesn't have to be a good runner.
Was he like darting through Macy's? Like, what do you mean?
Kind of a clumsy runner.
Listen, he could fly and he could run real fast, but he knocked a lot of shit over. Okay? Like, he made a mess. And his head, not outstanding.
I barely noticed it.
Now that you mention it, glad you asked about it directly.
Oh. So these two couples, they report spotting this thing, and then one of them flees, one of the couples, and they said that it followed them when they left and hovered over their car until they reached the National Guard Armory on Route 62. You know the one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. And their speculation was that it lived in an abandoned power. Like, these people had a lot of information. Like, no, listen, we did an investigation.
Like, who did they interview? Me? like it's the thing about having a wild imagination is, like, it's fine if you host a podcast that nobody takes seriously, but if you show up at the National Guard and you're like, look, first of all, his head not outstanding. Secondly, very fast. Third, super clumsy. Fourth, I think he was on top of our car, but then he was on the side of our car. Like, what?
Super clumsy. Engage him in a land fight.
No homo, but that guy could run fast.
Don't play into his strength. Don't you try to fly. Keep it on the ground. Because you're not going to outfly him.
He looked kind of like a moth and a man. Hey, that's a good name, Mothman.
Let's call him Mothman.
Let's just call him Mothman. I was going to call him a good-looking individual. But I think Mothman, it's
got
snappy.
That unremarkable head, though.
Snappier, I know. His head is really...
I didn't even know people from West Virginia talk like this.
They all talk exactly like this.
Forget about
it. West Virginia. Look, I was just fucking my girlfriend in this car. Definitely no homo.
She is my cousin, though.
It's complicated. Hey, it's West Virginia. Am I right? Am I right or am I right?
Oh, West Virginia, we're sorry.
I'm walking here. Said the Mothman.
Said the Mothman. That's why they said he was clumsy. They
is
almost
he like Dick Van Dyke clumsy. Like, did he fall over an ottoman? I don't understand. This is undoing all
I'm
of my dreams.
I'm picturing Mothman all embarrassed. They're gonna know. They're gonna tell people. I have to fly away from here. Also, your bridge is gonna collapse soon.
Just like a heads walking away. Never do anything right. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
I'm glad that bridge is gonna fall.
God, I shouldn't have put this part of my hat on. Should have gone with the whole hat. Now my head doesn't look outstanding. C's get degrees in Mothman University.
Oh, I hope the Mothman shows up right now. Like, listen, you two, you're being really fucking disrespectful.
Look.
Look, that horrible thing, it's me. I'm about to beat your ass.
Let's see how you sound if two people from West Virginia describe you. It was dark. I tripped.
Here, watch. I can run. Then he falls over the fucking coffee table. Oh, Mothman. Let's write a Mothman sitcom.
That's my Mothman.
That would be so great. So after
here's
this
story. I'm done.
I'm a man named Mothman.
It's a rare condition.
Making your way in the world today takes a set of big ass wings.
He's a moth wonder.
Oh, this is the best episode of all time. I don't. We've reached our peak. Let's just shut the podcast down after this.
The Mothman really is going to show up now.
Yeah, he really is.
Just tapping his little boot outside. You called me. It's like Beetlejuice. Anyway, wow.
So after this first initial sighting, there was another article in that same paper a couple weeks later where people were still talking about it. But this time, someone had an explanation. He was a scientist of some nature, a bird scientist.
Don't worry, I'm a scientist.
And he said that the description people were giving sounded a lot like a sandhill crane. And that, of course, is what a sandhill crane sounds like.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, don't fucking rain on our parade.
Fun. I don't like him at all. Where's his proof that it was a crane?
Yeah.
Just in itself.
And
south?
I've never heard that cranes are clumsy runners.
They're very graceful. Aren't they known for that?
And I would think, like, they described it as a man, like...
Yeah.
It's a man. Skip leg day. It's clearly skip leg day. Very fragile legs, but definitely a man. Had feathers, but a man.
Can you imagine just, like, you're a crazed dummy. Fine. Like, all right, I get that. A little homophobic.
No homo.
No homo. But, like, you're telling this story, and then, like, the Richard Dreyfuss of West Virginia walks in. Yeah, he's talking about a crane! Like, fuck you!
Yeah.
God.
I would know a goddamn crane, sir.
Seriously. Sandhill crane my ass.
Mothman shows up like, really? A crane?
Their heads are great.
Look at these quads.
I got arms.
I do squats, pal.
Look, I know my head is nothing to write home about, but it doesn't have a beak.
It was one time I cut my hair.
Oh, you've never had a bad haircut? I've lived for centuries.
God, poor Mothman.
One bad haircut. Two douchebags in West Virginia. That's my legacy.
Like a kid who pissed his pants on the first day of school.
God, you know who to understand this is Santa Claus. Me and Nick are going to get a drink.
So people forgot about Mothman for a while.
Thanks to Richard Dreyfuss.
Thanks to old Killjoy there coming God. In and blaming it on the old cranes.
His binoculars and his man bag. What a douche.
And then in 1975, a guy named John Keel writes a book called The Mothman Prophecies.
And then it all comes together.
It all does. He believed not only that the Mothman was an alien of some sort.
Sure.
Like from another planet, you know, like aliens. But and his book included like accounts of people having precognitions and things like that, which was also in the movie. Richard Gere movie.
Fuck
but then he ultimately blamed in December 15th, 1967, the Silver Bridge, which spans the Ohio River, collapsed, killed 46 people. And he says the Mothman did it.
But I disagree. This is what I don't understand is that, like, if you go through, because there's Mothman stuff that goes way back, like not in the 60s or whatever. And he documents it. I think it's really weird to blame. He's blaming the Mothman.
Yeah.
Like, bad Mothman. And the Mothman just shows up and like sneaks up on people making out and then crashes a bridge.
Yeah. That's
he's
a big
traveled
leap.
Through space and time. He's not trying to warn them or like give them some kind of like little, hey, I'm here. So weird shit's going to happen. I mean, that's enough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And what's interesting, it's not even the only like weird curse that people in the area.
He's like a blame weird this bridge catch-all. On. Yeah.
Yeah. There were also locals in the area.
That's right.
Who said this, the bridge collapsed was because of the curse of Chief Cornstalk.
Fuck. Is the most racist name. Oh, what are you, Chief Cornstalk? I hate West Virginia.
Apparently the story behind that, older residents claimed the cause.
Older? Go on.
Exactly. The bridge collapse was the curse of Chief Cornstalk. In 1774, the Battle of Point Pleasant took place between approximately 1,000 white men and 1,000 Indians. So probably 40,000 white men and 50 Indians.
50-50.
It was a fair fight. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
The commander of the Indian War Party was Chief Cornstalk.
Named
no,
by
he wasn't.
A guy named Robert.
A well-respected and intelligent Indian leader. During the battle, Cornstalk could see that defeat was imminent for his forces. He therefore let his troops make a crucial decision. Either fight to the death or surrender. The Indian warriors chose to surrender. With the surrender, Chief Cornstalk signed the Treaty of Camp Charlotte. Chiefs, are they going to get to this fucking bridge?
Never.
Chief Cornstalk and his son were later captured and murdered along with his son at Fort Randolph. And legend states that in his dying words, Chief Cornstalk, still upset over his troops' defeat.
I get it.
Placed a curse of death and destruction upon the entire Point Pleasant area. Could this be the reason for the collapse of the Silver Bridge? No.
No,
it could
no.
not. Why are you asking?
But I.
This was like 200 years later.
But also, like.
What a shitty curse.
Yeah, that's a slow burn.
I'm going to kill 40 of you in 200 years. I'm like, I like those 40, numbers.
46 people, maybe. You know what it's going to be? A bridge.
Yeah.
It's going to be all sorts of fucked up. And before that happens, I'm going to send my friend the Mothman just to maybe warn you about it.
And then West Virginia's like, do it then. We'll have an annual party.
West Virginia's so diverse.
It is. It's a really, really culturally, it's a melting pot.
What was that guy's name? Something Comstock Corn. What?
Chief Comstock.
All right, whatever. We got these yuppies coming in, calling people names. I think we're going to stick with Cornstalk. Hey, you ever hear about this Moss Man? He's got an unremarkable head. There's so many people in West Virginia.
What's really great, we'll get to, like you said, Mothman has been, wait till you, he's been spotted at other tragedies. Wait till you hear how Russia describes his head, because that's...
The Ruskies always have...
I don't know what's going on with this guy's head, but it's nothing remarkable, that's
the,
for sure.
The head is like the Warshak part of the Mothman body. You just, what you see what you're projecting onto it.
Russia, we'll get to the whole story later, but Russia, when people allegedly spotted him around Chernobyl, described him as having eyes but no head. So it was like the ultimate in unremarkability. Like head? No, I don't even think. Yeah, he had eyes for sure. But get a head? It, no, I don't think so.
Get it together, Mothman. What's your thing?
Just a pair of floating eyes on a big body. You know, imagine if a man looked exactly like a bird
but
was a man to me. No homo. I did not fuck that bird.
No homo. My dick could not. I mean, no homo.
Oh, that poor bird that those two guys raped.
Why do I keep ending up on pot? The episode we just did with Into the Abyss, Carrie was like, I'm pretty sure he fucked a squirrel. I'm like, it's not what, like a beer cozy maybe, but not like a, anyway.
Squirrel would be tough.
Impossible, actually. It's not. I mean, maybe if you're like shoving the jelly out of a donut, but not. I don't know what experience you're going for and how the tail fits into everything.
Oh my God.
We better start making money off of this podcast. I'm gonna get fired.
Oh, we will.
Whatever.
So, Mothman has a nemesis too.
Thank God.
Who apparently shows up every time Mothman's around. A really inept nemesis who apparently never stops any of this shit.
This is like a shitty spy versus spy.
This guy's name is Indrid Cold, which...
It's just such an asshole name. Like, fuck that name. Can you imagine? Like, oh, hey, so I'm really excited. I just met this guy. Oh, yeah? That's great. Jenny, what's his name? His name's Indrid. Nope. I don't want you to date an Indrid.
No, but he's a beat poet.
And actually, it's not his real name. That's his self-given name.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And then his last name is Cold because that's how he feels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's very low in iron. Indrid Cold.
Indrid Cold. Around the same time as the Mothman sightings in Point Pleasant, there were also alleged sightings and encounters with a strange humanoid figure with telepathy powers. He was reported as wearing a reflective green suit. Which I think they mean like a suit, like an actual suit, with a black belt. And he said his name was Indrid Cold.
Look, this is, it's like blaming, it's like getting in a car accident and blaming the toll road guy. Like, I still don't quite understand why people can't put this together, like at the very least, which is like, yeah. Like, okay. Let's just, for the sake of all of this, assume that both Indrid Cold in his green suit and the Mothman in his ambiguous head situation exist. They just show up before shit happened. They're like insurance surveyors. Like, they're not even to blame them for. I don't understand the blaming part. Yeah. They're just like a bad sign. To me, that's what I mean, like, the anyway.
I just like to... I like to imagine this guy questioning people and being like, well, what did he look like? I don't know. It was really unremarkable. Like,
sure.
Oh, so I'm just supposed to find a guy with wings? Just any guy with wings, I guess.
I mean, it was either that or they were going to say it was a black guy. That's the way that was going to go. That's how you know he wasn't black.
Yeah.
That's what they just would have said in West Virginia. Oh, yeah, he's black.
Absolutely.
Man. No.
I'm sure at some point a black guy was tried for the Mothman's crimes.
Several of them.
Probably still in prison right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm sure. I would say that he was very unremarkable looking. Fuck.
He did have wings.
He had some real fucking wings on him. And I know because I've seen me a lot of birds here in West Virginia. We got a lot of birds. I don't know if you know how many birds we have, but
I didn't fuck them birds.
And they're remarkable, them birds. They're the opposite of what I saw with the Mr. Mothman.
Really remarkable heads.
Very easy to describe.
Remarkable heads, you say? Tell me more, fellow West Virginian.
Oh, they've got a good noggin on them. West Virginia is weird, you guys.
It's a melting pot, I told you.
You're right, it is. You're right. So anyway, Ingrid Cold in his green suit, like it's the gayest, no homo, but it is.
Yeah, he shows up all discoed the fuck out.
Ready for a party.
Ready to rock. Wanting to know about the strange lights going on. He's like, is that a rave?
By the way, I moved up.
is that a rave? You got a rave going on? So yeah, he just kept asking about these strange lights. And one of the things people reported about Mothman is that he would sometimes hover above the abandoned power plant he apparently lived in. And there would be red lights.
Just a shitty teenager is the Mothman. Just like, you want to go to the abandoned power plant?
And like, what did this guy think people were going to know about those fucking lights?
Well, I just
explain
feel like
this.
It seems like Ingrid Cold was just there to start shit. Like,
yeah.
Hey, first of all, how do you feel about my suit? No, we can talk about it later. Secondly, you notice these crazy lights going on over there by your abandoned power plant? I don't know. That might be something we want to check out. Hey, by the way, the name? Ingrid Cold. See you later. Like, what?
Oh, and also, through all of that, smiling. Because they also call him the grinning man.
No.
Because they said he just
see, now it finally got scary. Now I'm ready to be afraid. That is the first thing that has scared
me. Hey, tell me about those lights, see?
oh, God.
23 well, Skidoo.
Welcome to Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Of land filled with unremarkable heads, but quite a light show.
What's a guy do to have a good time around here?
Got no hobo.
Got any red lights hovering in the sky anywhere? That's what I do for fun, you see?
Oh, that power plant over there. Closed for 50 years.
Anybody live there?
Dude, that is the scary, like, I don't like the sustained smiling is a scary concept.
Yeah, yeah. It's some X-Files shit. It's like the cigarette smoking man, but worse.
I would much rather a grumpy, like, cigarette chain smoking white guy than a smiley guy in a green suit.
Fucking.
By a lot.
Rave outfit.
He's got nothing to lose. That's what I don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no.
He's lost all his ties a long time ago. Yeah, and the prevailing theory about this guy is that he was a member of the Men in Black, and he was tasked with hunting down the Mothman.
And then they gave him the wrong outfit?
And it's like, go to the fucking lights, dude. Those lights you keep asking about? Go to the lights. Go ask the goddamn lights.
I don't understand their arrangement at all. Like, I don't. This is like a very weird.
It's just like Man in Black. He's,
you know,
like
what it reminds
patrolling
me
the galaxy chasing aliens.
It reminds me of like the mole guy from Willy Wonka who's like baiting the winners to try to get the gobstopper recipe.
Yeah,
that's what I'm imagining. It's like there's this other thing going on behind the scenes that like none of us know.
How does he do it? How does he fly? See, he's got wings. Got big wings. Flies with his wings.
Listen, I'm no professor, but I think his wings have a lot to do with... Now, I don't know nothing about these lights, because I'm just a young man from West Virginia. But I think his wings... You know, I don't want to be a wise ass. No homo. They're nice wings. They're good wings. They're real. They're substantial. Far more remarkable than the guy's head. The guy's head, really nothing to talk about. But the wings, they're nice. And the lights, it's impressive. It's impressive. That's all I'm saying.
Tell me more about that head.
I don't
when you
really...
say unremarkable, what do you mean?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's just a fucking head. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen one head, you've seen them all. The wings, though, let's get back to the wings. I like the wings. And this guy over here that says it's like a fucking crane. I know what fucking crane is. Cranes, you know what?
No fucking cranes here.
They're wimpy-ass, stretched-out birds. Nobody needs it. What the fuck does a crane even do? What has a crane ever done for you? Light a power plant? No.
What are you, delivering babies? Oh, that's a stork.
Fuck.
Damn it.
Now, storks, those are useful. They got a lot going on.
Now, I did see a fucking stork out there.
No, I saw a stork. That was a different... I gave a different interview for the stork that I saw. I don't know if you've read 10 years ago. If you just look right here, sir, I got a good article. That's me. That's me right there pointing towards... It was towards the lighthouse again. I'll give you that. He is pointing towards the lighthouse, but Yeah, it was an interesting. It was everything about that stork was remarkable. I'll say that. But the Mothman is more.
Oh, the poor Mothman.
God, I love West Virginia.
That green West guy. Virginians are the hardest working people in the country. Never forget.
Nobody fucks with West Virginia. You fuck with one of us, you fuck with all of us, or at least 46 of us who died in that
Bring
river.
Us your huddled masses. You're tired, you're poor.
Families are rising and falling every day in West Virginia.
We'll feed them to Mothman. This whole problem will be solved.
We're all going to end up Mothman food. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Devolt. I'm like turning into Christopher Walken here. The lights. It's very scary.
The lights, they hover above the power plant. And
unremarkable head.
Like no distinguishing characteristics.
It's just a head.
Of the head. It is just a head.
Into the void. Back. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, everyone.
No, this is fantastic.
Well, all right. If you say so.
Hey, Chernobyl.
Hell, what the da, 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 da. That is the last sound they heard.
Oh, my God. Just after Mothman flew away. My job here is done.
Flying into the sun.
That was Mothman flying away.
Oh, God. And then it's... All of these apply.
Every single one of them.
They all fit fine.
Every single
one
of them.
They all just come together real well.
So, yeah. According to some accounts, Mothman... Yeah, Mothman shows up all over the goddamn place.
Yeah, people, there's 9/11 stuff about Mothman, too.
Yeah, there's 9/11 stuff. There's Chernobyl.
I'm sure there's a Mayan thing in there. There's always a Mayan thing.
I-35W bridge collapse in Minneapolis.
They like the bridge, the structural collapses.
They like to see stuff fall.
They like to see...
Including Mexicans, because they also were in Mexico for the start of the swine flu outbreak.
Fuck.
Mothman. Everywhere.
I think they're just...
Everywhere, like, you don't want to be.
It sounds like they're like the ultimate, like, looky-loo... driver.
Yeah, because we haven't
Flowing
addressed
way
that
way down
we just... haven't addressed that, but there's got to be more than one.
Well, there, yeah,
like I'm considering, like, he's been around since the 60s. I don't want to see some fucking old shriveled goddamn retired Mothman.
I think that's why he fell a lot in the beginning.
He's got a fucking knee brace on.
No, I think we're really dealing with Mothmen, clearly. I think that's
a clumsy fucking running
unremarkable dickhead. Oh, you could fly through dimensions, good for you. I just think I yeah, there's probably several Mothmen. I think the reason why this plays into the reading that I've done about it is that the kind of the general consensus is that Mothmen are definitely a harbinger for bad things to come, but it's more like this idea of a perspective of the human race as a diminishing and an ebbing and flowing existence, rather than, you know, oh, you're the center of this story, human.
Yeah.
No, you're actually like a part of a colony of ants from this guy's perspective. Like, I think that's what it is. Like,
yeah, it's really it's fascinating. It's interesting that it's just stayed around. Like most of these, like the Jersey Devil never leaves the fucking woods of New Jersey, fucking camped out listening to Bon Jovi, scaring the shit out of people. But Mothman's everywhere.
Well, I think Mothman's a little bit more evolved than the Jersey Devil.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we are talking about Jersey after all, which...
He skis in his jeans! Have you ever seen Just Friends? One of my favorite movies.
I love Just Friends. I didn't know this about you. That's one of my favorite movies.
It's so good.
It's Anna Faris in that movie.
Yes.
Is when they're sitting in the bed and the little brother's like, you're so hot. She's like, oh, I know. It's so funny. And then when Ryan Reynolds is stuck to that, like, the gurney.
And it slides
down
the hill.
There's so much good physical comedy.
Yeah.
Also, be yourself. Be yourself. Like, she's incredible in
Forgiveness.
That. Oh, my God.
It's more than saying sorry.
More than saying sorry. It's so forgiveness.
I fucking love Anna Faris. She's so funny.
Did you ever see that leaked? Because Chris Klein is in it, too. Did you ever see that leaked footage of him auditioning for Mamma Mia?
No.
I got to find it. But it's I feel like they find it, then they take it down. Because it's some of the most embarrassing, like, so that, like, exaggerated version of himself in that movie. From this audition tape, it leads you to believe that he's actually far more like that in person.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird.
That is very weird, yes.
And that's another thing that I like to think about when I watch the movie. Like, he's not playing a part that's just like him.
Yeah.
Like, he's Christopher Walkening in Just Friends. It makes me really happy. That movie is so funny.
It's so great.
God, it's so underrated. And you know what else is a really underrated movie that nobody ever wants to talk about? Is, have you seen Alpha Papa yet?
No.
It's Steve Coogan.
I do like Steve Coogan.
Right, who's in Hamlet 2,
which is great.
In my top five. Yeah. I love Hamlet 2. But Alpha Papa, I think it's on Netflix right now.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it is one of the most, like, incredible physical comedy performances that I've ever seen. It's like, wow. It like reminds me of like Danny Kaye shit. It's so meticulous and good, but it's also like really angry, and it's Steve Coogan, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, Steve Coogan's amazing.
He does stuff in that movie that I've watched it probably 30 times. And
what's it called again?
Alpha Papa.
Alpha Papa.
So he had
when did it come out?
Like 3 or 4 years ago.
Cool.
He had a series in the UK called The Alan Partridge Project.
Yeah.
So this is an extension of that story.
Oh, cool.
And it's really great.
I will check that out.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be really happy to find out that Steve Coogan was the Mothman.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be relieved.
Or if he would just make a Mothman. He should reboot the Mothman franchise.
Somebody needs... Okay, so wait. Since we're talking about movies, this is the thing I wanted to say. Somebody needs to make an actually good movie about the Mothman.
Yeah,
because this is some creepy-ass shit. I know we've gone down all of the rabbit trails that exist that could... We found new ones. But truthfully, like, the idea of a transcendent alien thing with an unremarkable head. That shows up to specific people before bad things happen.
Yeah.
I totally buy that. And I just do, actually, because I knew Trump was going to win.
Yeah, I knew Trump was going to win.
I thought everybody said I was crazy. I'm like, no, this is all adding up. Like, this feels like completely possible.
Yeah, it's a thing that goes back through history, too. There were all these reports around the time the plague started spreading.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Yes. I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah.
Like, people think that's where the Grim Reaper mythology kind of started, is people reported seeing these, like, robed, like, almost not human looking figures, like, spreading something like a gas or something, like, spraying these towns, and then these towns get infected with the plague. And you know what? I bet the Grim Reaper, probably not a remarkable head. That's why it covers it up with that hood.
That's why you shouldn't fear the Reaper.
Yeah, don't fear the Reaper. He's got a stupid, unremarkable head.
Unremarkable. Really just doing, he's like a janitor for the universe.
Yeah.
Really nothing. It's a shitty job. He's got a terrible job. Did you ever see the movie The Nightmare? The documentary The Nightmare?
No.
About people with sleep paralysis?
Oh, no, but I want to watch it.
Oh, you love it. It's so good. But they cover how there are, you know, people that suffer from sleep paralysis see very similar things.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they say they see is actually very well recreated in Insidious, which is this, like, black devil thing with red eyes sitting on your chest or sitting in the corner of your room.
I don't like that.
That happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a friend.
I've had a lot of weird things happen to me.
I have a comic. You know Khalees Hawkins?
I know the name. I know the name.
Comic. Yeah. I think she lives out here now. But she wrote an article when I worked for... I don't remember what website I was working for, but she wrote an article about her sleep paralysis stuff. And, like, she, like... like, saw aliens and shit.
Yeah, no, that's what the document... I mean, they've all seen that kind of stuff. And I had all sorts of weird... I mean, I definitely had experiences like that. And I think that... My point is that I think that, back to even the alien thing or whatever, is that I think when the human body is put through a specific set of stressors...
Yeah.
Your brain has certain archetypal things that it conjures up. I mean, there's a reason why certain things are scary and certain things aren't scary. It's just... It is what it is. We've got a very animal thing way back there that would, you know, darkness inherently is something that's scary for mammals.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you become the prey in darkness. It's that anyway. So I think that there's a good shot that some of this Mothman stuff and this Grim Reaper stuff is probably connected to just humans going through extraordinarily stressful situations.
People driving to work every day in West Virginia like, that bridge is going to collapse, it is. Stressing me out. Drive my lorry across the bridge. It makes a creaking noise. Been seeing the Mothman, I have.
I don't know about you, but I've been seeing this guy with kind of a stupid looking head. And
you sure it wasn't a stork?
No, fuck you, man.
How about a sandhill
crane? Sick of this stork shit, okay? That was last year. I've moved on, but have you read this? This thing that I am in this.
It was in the New England Journal of Science. No, that's wrong.
The Christian Science Reader, thank you very much. It was nice to be taken seriously. Jesus Christ. I try to give you this information. Nobody listens to me. The fucking bridge collapses, and then I'm the asshole still. Everyone makes fun of my stork story. You say unremarkable one time in a fucking news article. Never live this shit. I hate West Virginia. You can't get out of it. You know what I mean? You could take the boy out of West Virginia, but you can't take the West Virginia out of the boy. Fuck, man. No homo, but that Mothman changed me. Changed me. It's a good guy.
Changed all of us.
It's a good guy.
It's good, just a good down-home West Virginia guy.
Yeah, but what do you think about that? Do you think that there's like a, or is there a supernatural thing and that's why everything is so...
I mean, I hope it's supernatural, but it's probably just like the thing about the precognition. I think that kind of leads me to believe it's almost like a subconscious
thing. So there's like signals somehow.
Yeah.
Okay. Your brain just starts to. My friend Jenny and I were talking about precognition kind of stuff, and she was reading this really great, because she's just like this kind of person. She's reading this really interesting article. Like the Irish have a saying that there are places in the universe that are thin.
Hmm.
Which was, I liked that thought. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. So then if you're the kind of person that moves at a certain velocity with your energy and your thinking, that would make sense that you could poke through somehow and encounter something or manifest something in your mind that looks real.
Yeah.
I just love that thought that the universe is thin in some places. Because people talk about vortexes and I love that.
Yeah, that
made me feel better. I'm just hoping it all pokes through. I'm ready for, like I said, give me your sampler platter of metaphysical scary shit.
Show yourself, Mothman.
Or Godzilla. I'll take anything right now.
Yeah, any of it. It would all be good.
Giant marshmallow, man.
Bear-sized spider.
I don't want a bear-sized spider. I don't know about that. Because I would feel like, because the spiders like at that size would be really horrifying. Because the way they move.
Oh, yeah. It would be.
Because again, I'll smash a spider with my hand. That doesn't bother me. But the size of a bear, you go fuck yourself.
I won't smash a spider with my hand. I don't like bugs that can make sudden moves.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like,
can
you imagine something?
Drop on a bug.
So what, like, you're cool with killing beetles? You're good with that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You'll kill a beetle.
I'll fuck a beetle up. Punch it right in its goddamn beetle face.
I don't like the way that beetle's looking at me.
Yeah.
That's a fucking.
Got an attitude. Saw it in my dreams a couple weeks ago. What's going on with this bridge? You feel that?
I've been trying to tell you for a week. Now you come around.
You never read my blog.
I got a great blog. I talk about a lot of things here. Point Pleasant. I covered the donut shop last week. You see this article that I was in?
Oh, this is fantastic.
Okay. Well, the Mothman is real. That's
the Mothman.
No, it's real. It's a real thing. And I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. I want to see it. This was a fun episode.
I feel better than...
Then after the end of last week's episode? Really?
Yeah. I mean, we still have to be in reality, but...
Yeah, but at least we know Mothman. If we see him, it's all over.
I'd be cool.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Let's hope for the Mothman.
All right, should we get out of here?
Yeah.
Do we have any... Oh, yes. We should definitely leave.
Clearly, this has got to stop. Because I honestly don't know if people are going to enjoy this as much as we did, but I don't care, actually.
Yeah, it does not matter.
Okay.
After the refugee episode, I needed
this. Yeah, this is our Yoplait yogurt. I deserve this moment.
Yeah, good palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Really great.
Just kick your feet up on the desk and have a little blueberry yogurt.
Think about Mothman when things get dark.
Think about what a welcome sign it would be for a harbinger for the end of something to show up right now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a little vacation.
Oh, he's here.
It's like
Thank you.
Going to Fiji.
Forever.
Forever. Give me a cocktail with an umbrella in it. Hello, Mothman. No homo, but you are hot right now. I still like the Chernobyl thing. Brr, brr, brr.
All right.
Why is it so bright?
Oh, those poor Russians.
No, you know what? I would so... No, that sounds like a great way to die. Sign me up. Are you kidding?
Radiation poisoning?
No, just... Well, I guess, yeah, you're right. No, radiation point is a poison.
Have you never seen Indiana Jones?
I went the other direction with that. I just, if there's going to be some kind of nuclear holocaust, I'd rather them just have my address.
Oh, yeah. I want to get hit with a missile.
Like, please.
I want it to hit me in the forehead.
I just, yeah, right up my butthole. Even. Like, I don't even care. I've never done that before.
No homo.
But I'm ready. Like, that's the time to do it. You know?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be on, the, I don't want to, like, I just want to be sitting in my house. You know, like watching the TV thinking like, yeah, things are getting pretty bad. Okay, I think I'm going to go get a sand. And then that's it. Like, yeah, that's what I want. Like, you know, do you feel that vibration? Done.
Yeah, that would be great. All right.
We're all going to die.
Do we have anything to plug? You know, podcasts.
Yeah, I host a podcast with Carrie, who's not here. She's our other co-host here on Pretty Scary Boo.
Pretty Scary Boo.
Woo! We host White Wine True Crime. You can find us on iTunes, White Wine True Crime. That's it. It's free. You could just take a look at it and download it. You can find us on Instagram, White Wine True Crime. I'm Caitlin Rose Cut on Instagram. I'm Bossy Matilda on Twitter. And thanks for being nice to me. I just appreciate all of our fans so much. They're so nice. Like,
they are.
They're
the best.
I can't believe it.
They are really
good. Because the internet's a mean place.
It is. And we really have not mean fans. I like it.
Yeah.
They're very pleasant.
Uh-huh.
What do I have to plug?
What do you have to plug? Wait, don't we have an Under the Influence thing?
Oh, yeah. Performing Under the Influence, March 3rd.
Yay.
Caitlin. Who else is doing it? Vanessa Grittens.
Am I on it?
Yeah.
I'm on it. Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Sweet.
I think he was going to ask Carrie, too.
Well, that won't... That'll be easy. Fine. She'll do it. I mean, it's that way for her anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chet Wilde's doing it. I'm doing it. I think Jeff May's not going to do it, but we're trying to talk him into it.
I bet... I could talk him into it.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to try.
All right. Let's get out of here.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Pretty Scary Boo. Don't forget to give us some nice iTunes ratings.
Because
we need the 5-star ratings.
We need ratings on iTunes for all the podcasts, including this one. Yeah. Help us live. Help us live.
Help us live.
Save us. Please,
Indrid
just save
Cold.
Us.
I'm Indrid Cold. I'm pretty cold.
Do you like my suit?
I like popsicles.
It's reflective green.
Just like mom.
It's made out of her skin. I didn't say that. Tell me about those lights.
The Wizard of Oz made a big impression on me. Ain't nobody gets to see the Mothman. Ain't nobody know, not know how.
Oh, my God.
We have to go.
Yeah, we absolutely
goodbye.
Have to go. Goodbye. Say goodbye, Caitlin.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
We love you.